Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, if it comes to blues, stick around because we are in session right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And if we got a great show for you today. If you follow us on Facebook and on Instagram, you might have noticed that I got to hang with Kenny Wayne Shepherd up in Wichita, Kansas recently. Kenny Wayne and Noah and old Uncle Buck right there on a great photo op. And the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band is our featured artist this week, getting some spins from the album Traveler. I really think you're going to enjoy that. We're going to have some Texas blues with Gary Clark Jr. and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Always got to have a little Texas blues, and that we are broadcasting from Shamrock, Texas, right here on historic Route 66. We're going to have some old school with Howlin' Wolf. Albert King's going to be along. And here's a duo you're really going to like. Beth Hart and Jeff Beck doing a Prince song. You'll remember this one probably. It's called Purple Rain. I think it's about time to get things started and get the blues rolling your way. And to do that, here's Tommy Castro teamed up with Coco Montoya. And a good fool is hard to find.
She looked at me real cool. Said, Tom, you ain't nothing but an overgrown fool. I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you behind.
She didn't say that, did she?
Yeah. I said, baby, let me tell you, a good fool is hard to find.
You know, I saw her at the supermarket the other day, and I said, now, baby, if you leave Tommy, it would hurt him to his soul.
That's right.
I just can't understand why a woman can be so cold. But a good fool, a good fool's hard to find.
You told her that?
Yeah, take a lesson from me, baby. A good fool's hard to find. Oh, man, you're a good friend. Woo!
I didn't have much to lose. She left me nothing, Coco, but a pair of this old shoe. I said, a good fool, good fool is hard to find. That's what I said. Take a left and from me, baby. A good fool is hard to find.
Told when they made your man Tommy, somebody went and broke the mold. But a good fool,
that's right,
a good fool's hard to find. You better just take a lesson from me, baby. A good fool is hard to find. Oh, hey.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go home and get ourselves right. We're going to go step out tonight and go down to downtown San Francisco. And I know we're going to find at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women that are fool shopping this evening.
Tommy Castro, out of the San Francisco Bay Area, teamed up with none other than Coco Montoya. And the song was A Good Fool Is Hard to Find. Up next is a feature that I really enjoy putting together for blues fans everywhere. It's called Our Featured Artist. And our featured artist this week is Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. We're going to be spinning a couple of songs out of Kenny Wayne's album Traveler. Shortly after the album Traveler came out, Kenny Wayne and Noah Hunt, who does most of the lead singing with the band, also a pretty fair guitar picker, I found out at the concert I attended at the Cotillion Ballroom in Wichita, Kansas. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's band toured Europe. They're back in the United States on a fantastic American tour. Kenny Wayne Shepherd was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. A few months ago, I posted a picture of, I would guess, about a 10-year-old Kenny Wayne Shepherd, along with his dad, Ken Shepherd Sr. And in the middle, between the two shepherds, was an idol of theirs by the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I couldn't get that picture out of my mind at the concert as I was being blown away by what was coming out of Kenny Wayne Shepherd's guitar. I was hearing the energy, the passion, the true blues skill that was pretty darn obvious who had a big influence on Kenny Wayne Shepherd. But now from the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band album Traveler, here's a great song. I think you're going to like it. It's called I Want You. Yeah. Our featured artist, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, and I Want Ya. That's from his album Traveler. If you haven't picked up a copy of that, it is a great album. We promised you some Texas blues, and it's time for a double shot of the blues. And how about a double shot with Gary Clark Jr. and Stevie Ray Vaughan? Gary Clark Jr. is going to do a big blues hit of his called Please Come Home, and a Stevie Ray Vaughan song you might not have heard in quite a while. It's called The Things I Used to Do. But right now, Gary Clark Jr. kicking off this double shot of the blues, Please Come Home.
My love is with you.
Everybody, this is Walking Robert Tomberlin, Legends 98.9. the Uncle Buck Blues Show. It don't get no better than this.
About that for a double shot of the blues. Texas blues, I might add. Gary Clark Jr. from Austin, Texas, and Please Come Home. And, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan and The Things I Used to Do. It's time for our Then and Now feature. We play a song from back then, usually an old school version of a great song that seems to be recorded by a lot of modern day blues artists. And when we talk old school, we're talking about Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf was a mainstay in Chicago blues. Our then and now song, the then version, is by Howlin' Wolf, and it's called Killing Floor. And later in the show, we'll be playing that same song, Killing Floor, by a little bit more of a modern version. But right now, Howlin' Wolf, a bit of old school for you, and Killing Floor. With Howlin' Wolf and Killin' Floor. And wait till you hear the now version in the second portion. It's gonna be by the Electric Flag. Let's do a double dose of the blues right now. Two great blues songs back to back. I read the other day that the song Polk Salad Annie by Tony Joe White was celebrating its 50th anniversary. So I said, hey, on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we should celebrate that 50th anniversary of Polk Salad Annie with a great blues artist that I had the privilege of hanging out with, Rachel Fields. Along with the Brick Fields Band, Rachel Fields and her husband, Larry Brick. Rachel Fields and the Brick Fields Band, a great blues version of that Tony Joe White song, Polk Salad Annie. And going back to back in this double dose of the blues, we're going to call on Albert King, one of the three kings of the blues world, and his song's gonna be Personal Manager. But here's Rachel Fields and Polk Salad Annie. Thank you.
devil in a soul. I heard somebody say it one time. She had fire in her eyes. She had the hurt in her heart. I heard the church lady say, you know, that girl better get herself some Jesus. Whoa.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
Wanna be a personal manager, babe? I wanna do everything I can for you. I wanna be a personal manager, babe. I wanna do everything I can for you. Yeah, I wanna be right there beside you, little girl. When all of your so-called friends are through, if you sign my contract, babe, all your worries is over for you. If you sign my contract, babe, all your worries is over for you. Yeah, I want to be your milkman every morning, your ice cream man when the day is
thank you.
take up all of the business so you can stay at home. You can rest for sure, little girl. I won't let nothing go down wrong. I wanna be your personal manager, baby. I wanna do everything I can for you. Yeah, I wanna be your milkman every morning. Your ice cream man when the day is through.
Looking down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us today, it's still half full. But we're going to take a little pause for the cause right now, but don't run away. We're going to be right back with more great blues for you right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Andrew Hawk Brown, singing the blues with the sun going down. Like the blues, Uncle Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
Now, if you're sitting there wondering, Uncle Buck, what you been doing lately and what's going on in the blues world? Well, let me tell you, it's time for blues news for the week of September 2. I recently got a good dose of the blues myself in Wichita, Kansas on August the 27th at a Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and Buddy Guy concert. Of course, Buddy Guy is a blues showman extraordinaire, but the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, in my opinion, brought the house down. Most of us blues fans have heard conversations about the void left in the blues world by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now, I'm not comparing the true blues skills of anyone to Stevie Ray Vaughan, but in my opinion, that void has been filled by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Oh my goodness, what a talent, what a band. Check them out in person if they come to an area near you. And here's some happenings going on in the blues world. September the 12th through 14th, the Tybee Island Songwriters Festival on Tybee Island, Georgia. Now, I really hope that they will have recovered from the hurricane by September the 12th through the 14th, but we'll keep you posted on that. The Tybee Island Songwriters Festival is going to feature a friend of ours, Arlene Quinn, that we hear from time to time. Also on the bill is Michelle Wright and Jessica Pearson. Arlene Quinn also, by the way, is going to be at Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, September the 21st at the Celebrity Theater. Also in early September, September the 13th through the 15th. Now remember, if you want to venture up to Colorado, it's the Telluride Blues Festival. And September the 29th, the Fall 2019 Blues Crawl in Oklahoma City at Bricktown. Now they're going to have seven venues featuring all blues. It's at Bricktown, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, September the 29th, the Fall 2019 Blues Crawl. They do some great blues events down there in Bricktown. Moving over to October, October the 26th, Trudy Lynn, better known as the First Lady of Houston Blues, will headline the Lone Star Blues Festival. That's going to be on Saturday, October the 26th in Grapeland, Texas. And there you have it, Blues News for the week of September 2.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Down through the park, I'm going out walking, walking down through the park. I'm gonna walk in the moonlight till the night gets dark. I said I'm going out walking along that old avenue. Yes, I'm going out walking along that old avenue. Walk for so long, till she won't know what to do. Yeah. Along the street. Yes, I'm going out walking, walking down along the street. I'm gonna walk her beside me, cause that girl just can't be beat. No, she can't. The night gets dark.
Welcome back in to segment two of today's session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And getting us started on this segment of our session, I think some really great blues with a guy that's getting a lot of play on the blues circuit, Gary Moore. Doing a little picking and singing and a song called Walking Through the Park. In our first segment, I told you that we were going to bring our featured artist back, and that we're going to do right now. And our featured artist today, in case you missed it on the first segment, is the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is doing one heck of a tour and one heck of a concert performance. As I was hanging out with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt from the band. I could feel the passion. I could feel them just ready and burning to get out on that stage and do one heck of a performance. And that they did. And we've got a heck of a performance coming up right now with the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band from their album Traveler, a song that's getting a lot of downloads and a lot of play. One of my favorites from the album is the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and Mr. Soul. Featured artist of the day, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, his song from the album Traveler, Mr. Soul. My daughter Ginger was at the concert with me, who had seen the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band a couple of years ago, and I had to ask her, the band you heard at this concert, how did they compare to other bands you've heard with Kenny Wayne Shepherd? And the answer was, oh, this band is out of sight. And there's a pretty good reason for that was a complete surprise to me. When Kenny Wayne Shepherd was introducing the members of the band when he introduced the drummer as Chris Layton. That blew me away, too. Chris Layton, if you might not be familiar with that name, was the drummer for years and years and years with Double Trouble and Stevie Ray Vaughan. No wonder that band sounded so good. They had a great horn section, great keyboards, one of the best bands I've heard in a long time, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. Kelly Walker, our production manager on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, is waving her arms at me and motioning it's about time to do a double dose of the blues. I think you're going to like this double dose. Beth Hart teamed up with Jeff Beck doing a Prince song, Purple Rain. And that's going to be followed by Reese Winans and Joe Bonamassa from Reese Winans' album, Sweet Release, So Much Trouble. But right now, give a listen to Beth Hart, Jeff Beck, and Purple Rain.
Never meant to cause you any trouble. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only when I watch out, see you laughing.
Friendship I had to wait. Purple.
old bucket of the blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
there was a pretty strong double dose of the blues right there. My favorite blues lady, Beth Hart, teamed up with Jeff Beck. A Prince song, Purple Rain, leading that off. Followed by something from Reese Winans' new album, Sweet Release, teamed up with Joe Bonamassa. That song was So Much Trouble. Earlier in segment one of today's session of the blues, on our Then and Now feature, we played the original version of Killing Floor by Howling Wolf. Seems like everybody's wanting to do their version of Killing Floor right now. And that puts us to the now portion of our Then and Now feature. And we're going to bring out a band you might not be familiar with. Now, some of you true blues aficionados have probably heard of the Electric Flag. The Electric Flag Band was started in Chicago and led by guitarist Mike Bloomfield. Barry Goldberg was on keyboard, and listen to this, on drums, you might be familiar with this name, was Buddy Miles. They're credited with being the first rock band to have a horn section, back before Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears and some of those groups. The Electric Flag Band got together in 2007 for a reunion tour, but now on our Then and Now feature, we bring on the Electric Flag, a little bit more of a modern version of the Howlin' Wolf song, Killing Floor.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man.
Oh,
And that's our Then and Now feature for this week, going from the original version of Killing Floor by Howling Wolf to a great version, in my opinion, by the Electric Flag Band. I want to thank one of our listeners, Brent Logan, up in Reno, Nevada, for calling my attention to that great version of Killing Floor by the Electric Flag Band. We've got a pretty good double dose of the blues scheduled for you next. There's one thing that seems to be coming about in the blues world, and that would be blues artists that are recording some great old country songs and making them a blues version. A few weeks back, we played a song by Albert Cummings, a Merle Haggard great country song called Working Man Blues. And I just stumbled across a Bobby Blue Bland song where he's taken another Merle Haggard song and put a blues touch on it. Actually, it's one of my favorite Merle Haggard songs called Today I Started Loving You Again. And the second song in this double shot of the blues is going to be Quinn Sullivan, a song called Buddy's Blues. And the lyrics of Buddy's Blues is all about when Buddy Guy discovered a young preteen blues guitar picker by the name of Quinn Sullivan. I think you'll enjoy that. But first of all, here's Bobby Blue Bland, a blues version of a Merle Haggard song, Today I Started Loving You Again.
Said I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache in. Then
today
I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think that I could get by with only these few million teardrops I cried. I should have known worse was yet to come.
Got over you just long enough to let
the day I started loving you again.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
biscuits on. At the age of five, my whole world turned upside down. When I first heard the real deal, Mr. Buddy Guy.
Each week at about this time, I'm compelled to look down in that big old bucket of blues that I brought with me and make sure that we've emptied it all out. And sure enough, there's not a thing left in there. I hope you enjoyed some of the great blues that we've played for you today. We're going to be back next week right here, same place, same station, same place on your computer. I would like to thank everyone that is following us on Instagram and Facebook and checking in on our webpage at UncleBUC.com. Get in touch with us and let us know what you're thinking about what's going on in the blues world. But until we meet again, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck, plays the blues.